He should be home at any minute now. Will he be mad at me? I guess this plan sounds kind of crazy, but I'm not the only person who wants to be a successful YouTuber, so we just have to give it a shot. I mean, all I do is watch YouTube in my free time, and I love the idea of being a content creator and giving people peace of mind, even if it's just for a moment. I've technically done all the research needed since I watch so much ASMR myself, so how much of a noob could I really be? So many creators have saved me from a panic attack or just freaking out altogether. What happens if I could be like that, but for someone else out there? I feel like I'm being called to do this. After finishing my studies, I just felt so empty and unenthusiastic about literally anything. But, unironically, I think ASMR might be a hidden passion of mine. If I could just get some practice in and work up the nerve to put myself out there, if I never try, I'll never know. I can do this. I can't do this. Hi, honey bun. Sorry, I was just caught off guard there. I was in a world of my own. I wanted to talk to you about YouTube. Yes, you know, only the world's largest video platform thingamabobber. Nervous? Nope, not at all. Okay, maybe a little. You know how I've always kind of had a dream of being a content creator? Well, I kind of maybe sort of want to try and be an ASM artist. You know, like being able to be a content creator and all that. I thought maybe because of the time of year, we should just say screw it and do it. I may or may not have already asked my mom for the money for a microphone that's already, arrived. No, it wasn't that expensive. I wouldn't have asked you for it, because I know you're saving up for a few treats for yourself. There's just one small thing when it comes to my plan. I've never done it before. Done what? Oh, I meant like ASMR on another person. I watch it before I go to sleep, or put it on in the background when I was having to do my essays, but, well, like I said, I've never actually done it before. So, I thought maybe I could test it out on you? Like, you'll be my little tingly guinea pig. I know you know what it's about since I have it on all the time, so you can't say you're innocent and ignorant. I'm just not sure what you feel about it, though. I bought a few props and accessories to test it out as well. It's just, I thought it would be really sweet and we can bond over it. You know how I already kinda do those pampering sessions on you? Like brushing your hair or a back massage when you're tense from work. Well, this time it's beneficial for the both of us. It can be pleasure and business. I could test out the tingles, as I call them, on you first. Then you tell me what you liked and didn't like. And then I can recreate it when I record for my videos. I'm still quite nervous at the idea of performing, but I've been enjoying the people I watch. When I watch them, I always get a bundle of jealousy in my stomach because I think to myself, hey, I could do that. This thought has been brewing in my mind for a little while now. Then I just sat down and wrote in my book what I actually need and, well, I already have a phone, so that's the camera sorted. I just didn't have the high-quality microphone, so I messaged my mom, and she said yes because it's Christmas after all, and I haven't asked for anything in a couple of years. Then the last thing really was picking out the thing I wanted to record. I wrote down a lot of ideas. See? Take a look. I thought about getting my nails done super nice for all those tapping videos, like on cardboard and plastic. And then I thought, well, I could even potentially get you in a video at some point if I was doing my fingers through your hair. That doesn't even cover the role plays. I thought about doing characters would be like really fun, like rebellious goth girl falls for you, or a cute tomboy wants to mess around and do ASMR on you. It's kinda cheesy, but it's making me so excited just thinking about it. I really think we could do it, baby. I really do. And if we make money from it, then all the better. I want to support us. I'll confess that I feel a little bit like dead weight to you. Like a drain, I guess. You've been so kind to me and selfless, supporting me over these years, with me being a student, and then, well, I ended up feeling lost at the end of it. It's like my passion for everything disappeared once I got over the last hurdle and passed my class. The job market is so bad because we live in the city. You saw those reports when managers said they were receiving over 100 applications for one spot. I mean, I got rejected from Starbucks for crying out loud. And I don't even think I was that uncharismatic at the interview. But rather than working for someone else, why not I try and work for myself? As well as, if we make money doing my passion, that would honestly be the icing on the cake. Just, please, I really believe in this plan. It's been going on in my mind for months and months, and it's actually time to put my money where my mouth is. I think we can do it. Plus, I mean, personal ASMR session from your girlfriend doesn't sound too bad either. You never know. It could be fun. So please, baby, may I request that my loving, supportive, fantastic, ever endearing, ever enduring boyfriend lay his head down on my squishy lap for some ASMR practice. Right here. So, for one of the props I brought was these latex sponges. When they're like this, I can't really do anything with them other than cupping like this. However, if I add a little bit of lotion to either one, they instead sound like this on your ear. Just like this. And I can do it for you over and over. Sorry, maybe I should have explained that this was what I was gonna do. Okay, let me start whispering to help soothe you and relax.